And Stephen Colbert's much-anticipated debut last night as host of The Late Show on CBS featured a legend of soul, a presidential candidate, and some guy who used to be Colbert's boss on Comedy Central. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans explains how it all went down.
Stephen Colbert ended his first episode last night by jumping on stage to sing with an all-star band that included bluesman Buddy Guy and gospel star Mavis Staples. The group's rendition of Everyday People kind of summed up Colbert's first Late Show episode. Inspired and entertaining, though at times a little disorganized, overstuffed, and downright odd. Like the show's pre-taped opening, which edited together clips of Colbert singing the Star-Spangled Banner with a collection of mostly random people.
By the dawn's early light.
Including a guy standing in a machine shop. What saved that bit was a cameo from Colbert's former boss, ex-Daily Show host Jon Stewart, who ended the song by ripping off an umpire's mask and yelling, "Play ball!" Other parts of the show likely felt familiar to fans of Colbert's Comedy Central show, The Colbert Report, especially when he talked about politics, and a certain flaxen-haired presidential candidate's name came up.
I promise you, just like the rest of the media, I will be covering all the presidential candidates who are Donald Trump.
That led to a side-splitting bit where Colbert compared the media's addiction to airing clips of Trump to gorging on Oreo cookies. Even when talk turned to his first political guest, Jeb Bush, Colbert couldn't stop talking about Trump.
As many of you know, of course, Governor Bush was the governor of Florida for 8 years, and you would think that that much exposure to oranges and crazy people would have prepared him for Donald Trump.
And when Bush finally did get on stage with Colbert, the host's effort to show he could be even-handed with a conservative guest was undercut a bit by his own audience.
So I'm going to say something that's heretic, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't think Barack Obama has bad motives. I just think he's wrong on a lot of issues. Mm-hmm. I don't ascribe...
Oh, you were so close to getting them to clap. You were this close.
No, but look.
You got to pause. Till they clap and then hit them what they don't want to hear.
Towards the beginning of the show, Colbert paid tribute to his predecessor, founding Late Show host David Letterman. But the new Late Show host style was much sunnier than Letterman's often sarcastic approach. For example, while Letterman had a long-running feud with Tonight Show host Jay Leno over on NBC, Colbert actually featured the Tonight Show's current host, Jimmy Fallon.
Hey, Stephen. I'm trying to do my show here. What's up?
Sorry, Jimmy. Who you got tonight?
We have Richard Gere, Jessica Simpson, and Keith Urban. Who do you have?
Well, it's a new show. We got George Clooney and Jeb Bush.
Nice. Have a great show, buddy.
Hey, you too, man.
Last night's show stretched well past an hour, packed with a little too much material by an eager host who's waited 9 months to take the spotlight. But much of it worked, including charismatic bandleader John Batiste and his skin-tight group, Stay Human. There was just enough brilliance on hand to show that CBS chose the right guy to succeed Letterman. And leave you wondering just how good this guy will be when he really settles into the job. I'm Eric Deggans.
Sometimes I'm right and I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. The butcher, the baker, the drummer, and them. Makes no difference what group I'm in.
I am everyday. Yeah.